Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police who investigate crime and the district attorneys who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
Ding, ding.
Oh my goodness.
How am I supposed to function now? What did you do to me?
Oh my goodness.
Mark Grody's Law and Order would just be chaos. Grody, what if you were the writer of Law and Order? Everybody would be running away from the detectives. Nobody would get any information. They just say bears all the time. Like, what would happen in your Law and Order?
Oh man, I don't know, but it's such a useful program because once you watch one, you got to watch five or six of them. And I was at my parents' last week, and sometimes like I'll go there and we'll watch a movie. We couldn't find the right movie. I flipped on Law and Order, and I'll be damned if we didn't just watch like three episodes, and we were all very happy.
It's comfort food.
What era?
What era was it? Jerry Orbach?
No, it was actually very recent. I don't even know who the actors are. So
regardless,
those are the best ones, though, Speaks.
Well,
right.
I don't know, but Michael Moriarty was like an early lawyer.
Oh, he's an OG.
Yeah, like so. I mean, because there's so many different eras of that.
Assistant District Attorney Michael Stone.
Do you remember when Viola Davis was a regular on Law and Order?
Like, I do.
That was, I feel like, one of her like best early roles where people really got to see her range.
It's an amazing like cameo and guest star vehicle for like New York actors.
Oh, yeah.
Of all different vintages. Who are like, oh yeah, I was a dead body.
Well, and another thing too, Spiegel, sometimes it's a, like, you know who starred in the episode that we watched? And this was a recent episode. It was an SUV episode.
SVU.
Yes.
There's a stolen SUV, and then they committed an SUV crime.
That one, it's you'd think they'd run out of vehicular stories, but they never do.
They never do.
It was Anthony Edwards. Is that the actor? Yes, from ER and from Revenge of the Nerds.
Not
that guy, but yes, of course, some of us remember him from Revenge of the Nerds. But it's cool when you see like a star actor want to do a turn in Law and Order.
Star for Anthony Edwards.
Julia Roberts was in a Law and Order episode.
Was she really?
Law and Order.
Yeah,
but that dog
she
will hunt
Benjamin
every time.
Yeah, her and Benjamin Bratt were either dating and or married at that point.
So pre-famous, right, then, for Julia?
She's been
famous for a very
extremely
long time.
Famous, okay. Yeah. But okay. No, she dated Benjamin Bratt. I love, by the way, Julia Roberts, when she was on Friends and Matthew Perry, and she had a little dalliance. Like, she was way into him, and he was too nervous to, like, really ask her out, and descended into addiction. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for that story.
Happy to share.
There are two.
I have in front of me a list sourced by the interwebs.
Categories.
Guest stars on Law & Order or Law & Order SVU.
I think we need the one with
Oh, this could be a great category, actually.
We need the Grody version, not the actual
SUV.
The list is kind of crazy.
Give me the craziest name on that list.
Another vehicular manslaughter charge.
How do you keep doing that?
This guy stole gas from a Land Rover.
Carol Burnett.
I can't believe it.
I remember that episode. Yes. She played like a crazy person. Yeah.
Yeah, she was great in that episode.
Ding, ding.
Carol Burnett, Robin Williams, Elizabeth Banks, Bradley Cooper, Martin Short, Sarah Paulson.
Martin Short.
John Ritter, Viola Davis, Claire Danes, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I remember the Claire Danes.
Zoe Saldana. Remember when Kerry Washington was basically J-Lo?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, there was
an episode.
There's an episode where Kerry Washington was playing a J-Lo-esque character.
Ripped from the headline.
Olivia Pope?
Yes, and she was dating a Diddy-type character, and there was a shooting at a club.
Olivia Pope would never.
Was there a Sam Hurd episode? Like, did they have an NFLer dealing drugs episode?
They do a lot of riffs on real life, though.
Ding, ding. Yeah, is that
That's what makes it interesting.
Ding, 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 ding.
Timothy Chalamet, also on that list.
Yeah, you're right, Lawrence. I shouldn't mention his name.
Why? Why not? Why not mention Sam Hurd? Just because he stole like pounds and pounds of drugs?
Well,
I don't understand. Like, we're going to get in trouble? Is this a gangster?
He might be listening.
Oh. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, wow.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Ding, ding.
I remember him, too.
Jennifer Garner. I remember the Garner episode. Yeah. Because she's the one that tempted Benjamin Bratt into
Jennifer Garner did?
Yeah, when his marriage was falling apart.
Oh.
What's her name?
That was in real life?
I do like how they they weave in like it is Law & Order, but they will give you background on the main character.
I'm pretty sure that episode was the episode where they went to go see the execution. And that's where
at the prison. Okay, yeah.
They did the whole show from the perspective of what happened to everyone after they witnessed the execution. Hmm. And I believe that's the episode where Claire Kincaid dies. Spoiler alert.
How dare you?
Yesterday you blurted out what Rosebud was. He just blurted that out yesterday.
I know.
Middle of a segment.
It's a slut.
Man, I just did it again.
Yeah.
Man, what are we doing?
I mean, the movie is 83 years old.
Doesn't matter.
83.
How many years old?
Wow. 83.
Hey, speaking of times and stuff, what time are you guys having Jalen Johnson on? Is he going to be on at 5 o'clock today?
I would imagine that we will have him on as soon as it's announced that he's going to play.
Oh, my God.
Gone from IR to questionable with limited participation in practice today.
When you saw the questionable, what was your first thought?
Lawrence just told me right now in the hallway, because I saw that he was designated for return earlier. I hadn't seen the questionable. My first thought was, that is a crazy person. In terms of his belief in his body.
His desire
and his
to get
desire.
Back.
And just remember, like, he's one of those dudes who signed the big money extension and played harder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's that guy. We watched Eddie Jackson sign an extension and make business decisions thereafter.
Spiegel, Jalen Johnson mentioned that. I think it might even be on audio somewhere. I don't think this was an off-mic conversation. He did bring up, he's very conscious of the fact that, he said something, I'm paraphrasing, something to the effect of, I can't imagine the Bears are very happy. They just paid me all this money and I'm hurt. So a lot of players these days don't think about that. They don't have to think about that. They've earned their money. But this is a guy who doesn't care. Well, cares about the money, but still wants to be great.
Yeah, he's driven like crazy to play and try to be great. And he also is a dude. I remember how much he was enjoying the winning last year. When they started 4-2, he was like, I haven't been around here. I haven't had this. Like, that was his only taste of real winning. He's probably looking at this now like, I want some of that.
Yeah, that's when they were on the sidelines, and he was like, I'm not used to not having to play at the end of the game because we're always either down big or...
That's it, Marshall. Yes. I couldn't remember. Like, I'm not used to being able to sit out a series at the end.
Plus, the other side of it, he was the loud one, and I think we could say this now, he was the loud one on Thanksgiving last year in Detroit. He was the one airing out the coaching staff last year, so he cares, he loves when they win, and he hates when they lose, and he hates incompetence.
I just need him to have some main character energy, and if he needs to, just we can't have another setback where he wants to come back and then ultimately gets hurt again.
I heard you saying this at the end of five on it, and I was like, yeah, I'm right there. I'm right there where you are.
There have been too many instances. Look at what happened to Kyler Gordon. Look at what happened to TJ Edwards.
Yeah.
You know, I can't have guys really wanting to be out there when they're penny wise and pound foolish about the fortune and the future of the team.
Gotta have their stricter plates on.
Yeah, I want them to be out there. Like, I want them to want to be out there.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that they have this drive.
Absolutely, but you don't want to put them or the season in jeopardy.
Do we know if this is the hand or the hamstring that will have TJ Edwards out again?
I think it's the hamstring.
Right, because the hand they thought they were
they
talking about doing
it
the
clubbed it up. He's right. Clubbed up.
Clubbed
I don't know if they did the club or they were talking about it or whatever.
Well, we don't know yet because he hasn't played since they talked about that. But yeah, I do think you're right, Spiegel. I think that this is all about the hamstring for him at this point. And like they said, they'll make do. They'll club him up real good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I would also like to thank our guests today, Adam Hoge, Kevin Fishbane, Ben Lieber, the Viking sideline reporter for the radio broadcast. I'd like to thank Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Tyler Feringel helping us out too, Baby T cutting up the audio.
Baby T!
Connor O'Donnell, Grody? Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Our transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food.
I know, and now it happens to you too,
Old
right?
Republic.
Every time I had Old Republic, wouldn't cotton to no other bar.
Not to be confused with Old Grady Jerry.
Old Mark Joe Gordy Tooney.
Yeah.
Tell me about Old Joe Tooney.
Old Joe Tooney.
Don't tell me that doesn't sound like somebody Hawk would talk about. Let me tell you about Joe Tooney. This guy, man, been around long
great
time.
Great football face. Football face on that guy.
He's very reliable.
I think that when you started with the Old Republic, and it's a great place, you should go check it out. They have a good time out there in Elgin. I think my phone picked it up because what it gave me inside of Instagram Reels was the Tom Wopat cameo.
From Motel 6 commercials?
No, that's a different guy.
Tom
Burdett. Tony Womack.
Damn it.
Leave the lights on.
Tom Wopat cameo on Smallville. Where he teamed back up with John Schneider and they went for a drive in a very fast car where he jumped into the car through the window.
Oh, that's cool. Lee. That's cool. Yeah, Tom Wopat, one of the Dukes.
Yeah.
Luke Dukes.
He's Luke Duke, right? Or is he Bo Duke?
I think it's
Luke. He was Luke.
Okay. Yeah.
And then John was Bo.
The blonde and the brunette.
And,
yeah.
And I want to say that who was the Boss Hogg?
Yeah, Boss Hogg.
I want to say Boss Hogg in real life was like a war hero.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead and say.
I have random stuff in my head. So like he's like a legitimate thespian, but also a war hero.
Hmm.
You looking at Boss Hogg now?
I could never catch those Duke brothers.
Damn Dukes!
Boss Hogg and then what? Cooter and
Roscoe. And Enos.
Old Enos.
Yeah.
And Daisy Duke.
My
dad always used to say that Enos, because, you know, Elvis, his nickname was Elvis the Pelvis, and he said they never talked about his friend Enos.
Wow.
That's some Herb Spiegel stuff right there. Herb Spiegel also used to say, you know, the Alou brothers, Moises, Felipe, and Jesus, and Toot Alou.
Oh, the lost of the lost Alou?
Toot and Boog were the extra Alou brothers.
Oh, the extra Alou. What about the Alomars? Was there an extra Alomar?
I can't think of a joke for that one,
okay.
So no.
All right.
But just Toot Alou.
They're gangster families.
So I found it. Sorrel Book, who played Boss Hogg, enrolled at Columbia at 16. Where he performed in Shakespearean plays in Columbia's drama club. Man. He had a master's from Yale Drama, then served in the United States Army during the Korean War for 2 years as a counterintelligence agent, and was in a stage production of Beethoven with Paul Newman.
Oh, wait. Sure, but we only know him as Boss Hogg.
Yeah. How'd you like to be the fat antagonist on a terrible show?
The Shakespearean actor who had Yale Drama.
Uh-huh, and was an army hero.
A spy, no less.
Yeah.
A spy.
Would you be our fat bastard?
Yeah. Well, we know him as
Would you be the embodiment of Southern cop?
Brody, I'm not going to let that stand. Was not a terrible show.
No, I love the Dukes of Hazzard. Okay. Trust me, I loved it so much. Because my parents would not let my brothers and I watch the program except for when they went out on weekends, and there'd be a babysitter who we would tell our parents love us to watch the Dukes of Hazzard, and we would watch.
Oh, that's tremendous!
Their way, yes. The only way they know
the
how.
The only way they know how,
and the only way they knew how was moonshining.
Hey, man, you gotta do what you gotta do.
This city was built on what exactly?
I know that's where you get NASCAR too. Is soup up your car and
make a run?
Yeah. Yes, beat the police.
I chose to watch the Dukes of Hazzard as a young man instead of North Carolina versus Georgetown in the NCAA championship game when Michael Jordan hit the game-winning shot.
That's heavy, man.
I missed it. I turned it back on. I was like, oh, look, that's James Worthy receiving some kind of award. I must have missed a pretty good game, I guess. Uh-oh.
You're like, I got to get to Roscoe Pico train here. I can't.
Had to get to Daisy Duke.
Roscoe!
Let's be honest. Had to get to Daisy Duke.
We've all been there, though.
Thank you.
I'm there now. Sometimes I turn off sports and watch something else.
Dangerous. We've all got something like that we missed,
you're like,
right?
Oh, I guess I missed it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you missed something.
Absolutely.
I was missing everything these days because there's an Eddie Murphy show. Oh, my God. It's just so good.
He's been very funny with the puppets. I don't know if anyone has seen the...
The little shadow show he does on the wall?
No. Like, he has actual puppets of Richard Pryor and Bill Cosby.
Oh, wow.
He's having a lot of fun with the Bill Cosby puppet.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said that's what he wants to do as his next stand-up routine, is just sit, he's in the middle of those two, and he just does, like, 2 hours worth of it.
Oh, good for him. That sounds fun.
Yeah. He's still hilarious.
You know what else is hilarious?
Just always remember that Bill Cosby used to tell Eddie Murphy that his stuff was too dirty and that he needed to clean up his act.
You cannot say bleep. Right.
Yeah. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get down with the old respectability
politics.
That's
right. Meanwhile.
That's a very good impression.
Well, I mean, Bill Cosby got a whole, it's a whole thing with Bill.
We need to talk about the them doing a reboot of A Different World. Well, no, I guess a continuation.
It's a continuation, yeah.
Of A Different World, but, you know.
I'm with that. We'll see what happens.
I've got some feelings about it. I got some feelings.
It's an interesting time to be doing that.
It is. It feels like it's probably 10 years too late.
First thing that came to my mind is, is Dean Cain going to make a guest appearance?
No. No.
I bought those glasses.
The Dwayne Wayne
glasses with the flip down shades.
It was obviously sunglasses and then
just regular
glasses.
Prescriptions, theoretically, but mine were just not.
Yeah, I had some Dwayne Wayne glasses when I was in high school.
As a musician, I feel like that's a good move.
Yeah, I thought it was a good look.
Especially like the 90s. Like that's a popular 90s move for a man about town like yourself.
Yeah, it didn't really play. No? I tried it for a little while.
Does it, speaking of like sunglasses and then obviously Matt Spiegel brain, I know you're going to get this. Does it disturb you as much as it disturbs me that the old like A-Rod M-frame Oakleys are back in style for outfielders?
That's hilarious.
It bothers
me. I'm like,
only when they're not wearing them.
Thank you, Groats.
Can we not do this?
Gotcha.
On the hat?
I want the flip downs because it's the perfect way to go about playing the position.
Functional.
And they look sick. They look sick. I'm sorry.
They
look cool.
Nothing that bothers me more, and Speaks can attest to this, to me seeing a guy with the sunglasses on the back of his hat.
Oh, my God.
It's my old manness coming out. But the idea that you're playing in a sunfield and not only are your sunglasses not on, they're on your hat.
They're not even available.
Backwards.
Yeah. Yep. I've been thinking about A-Rod a little because Alex versus A-Rod is the name of the documentary. Him basically saying there are two versions of himself.
Nine.
Okay.
And that reminds me of Ken Harrelson and how he felt about Hawk.
Yeah. Hawk
said,
"Oh,
there's Ken, and then there's the Hawk,
and then there's Nine,
and then there's JJ McCarthy.
Nine.
Who is JJ McCarthy Nine. Until he turns into Nine? He's got an entire separate realm of personality, and people think Caleb's weird. Hang on a second. JJ McCarthy is Sybil over there. If you get that reference, then have your affairs in order.
I think nine sacks are coming, I think, this week.
Oh, look at that.
At J.J. McCarthy. I mean, that offensive line ain't like they tried to rebuild it. It ain't what it was supposed to be yet. This is the time to get the right now is your time to beat the Minnesota Vikings. Maybe not in 2 weeks.
You better.
Maybe not in 3 weeks, but right now they are vulnerable.
I'll tell you this. I can't take you seriously if you don't. Groats.
Yeah. I hear you. Absolutely. Can't, right? It's considering the schedule they have coming up. Yeah. You have to win against the division. If this is going to be the theme, then you're going to be in trouble.
I need everybody to say Bears every time they say school.
Ooh, that's good.
Bears.
School.
Bears.
That's right. Bears.
Dun, dun.
School.
Dun, 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 you're not supposed to say skull.
I got confused.
You're supposed to say Bears.
Used to getting the lyrics.
I just like a dip at the end of a night of drinking. You know what I mean?
Thing? What was the word? Skull. What was that Tevin Jenkins word that he shared with me? Not skull. Remember the Spiegel?
Skull sessions.
Skull sessions. That's what it was. Skull sessions.
It was skull sessions, but or school sessions. And you usually spoke fluent Tevin, but you were struggling in that day.
Right. It was.
How
just,
is Tevin doing? Is he playing?
Good question. Where's he? Tennessee.
I checked up on him in a little bit. I will.
Cleveland.
Houston.
I think you're right. I think it's Cleveland.
I think I can definitely credit that to
Cleveland.
What we call skull sessions in the summer.
What sessions? I'm sorry.
Skull, like your skull, like that. That's what we call it. Like skull.
School.
Like, we call it skull.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So you know, we got to know each other.
Oh, school. More. Yeah.
I know myself well enough to know. I still didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh, sure, school. I got you. He's like, no,
skull.
No, that's not what I said.
For the sake of the conversation not becoming more convoluted, I was just like, yeah, okay, I got you.
I got
hear you.
Sure. Yep.
Yep.
Waiting for the context to kick in.
Here's what we've got planned for you today. We are going to chat with Dan Wiederer.
Weezy.
He's going to join us at 3 o'clock. We'll ask him about taking the North. Pete Bursich is going to be on the show at 3:25. Olin's going to be on at 4. At 5 o'clock, we want to talk about the chess match between Brian Flores and Ben Johnson. Well, that's actually 5:25. But we will talk about how pivotal this game is for the Bears at 5 o'clock and get you all set for Bears versus Vikings. But when we come back, we're not the only ones who are apparently back. Jalen's back?
What?
Question mark? We will talk about that after Tanny's Open next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.